This episode of the Golf Unfiltered podcast is brought to you by WorldwideGolfShops.com. Be sure to go out to WorldwideGolfShops.com for all of your equipment, apparel, and accessory needs. They've even got training aids. They've got all the great stuff from all the brands that you hear on our podcast every week. So once again, that is WorldwideGolfShops.com.
You're listening to the Golf Unfiltered podcast, your source for in-depth interviews with the biggest names, brands, and personalities in golf. Our mission? To keep you informed and help you enjoy the game even more. And now, the owner and host of the Golf Unfiltered podcast, Adam Fonseca.
That's right, folks. We're still going. You guys holding out okay over there? Huh? I know it's a crazy time. I am your host, as always, Adam, from golfandfiltered.com. Follow us all over social media at golfandfiltered. Send us an email, adam@golfandfiltered.com. Hello to our friends who are listening over at thehackersparadise.com and the THP mobile app. And, of course, as always, hello to our friends over at Cleveland, Srixon, and Zexio. Folks, today we bring on one of my favorite brands and the head honcho over at this brand, Mr. Brad King. He's the CEO of Stitch Golf. If you are not aware of Stitch Golf, you need to be, because they not only offer some incredible head covers and other accessories for your game, but they have branched out in recent years to include golf bags that are incredible. I play the SL1, which Brad and I go into a lot of detail about today in our conversation. They have the SL2, and they also have a full line of travel bags, which are absolutely incredible, including the top-selling Ultimate Garment bag, which Brad and I talk about as well in this episode. And I know that you've seen that bag on social media if you're a golf fan. So we talk about so many other things as well, including the Stitch Us Together campaign that Stitch Golf and its workers have just taken on in this really uncertain time of COVID. And I just want to again commend them for doing this to help out the frontline workers in healthcare. It's just an amazing effort that a company like Stitch has done. So we talk about so many other things, including a preview of things to come at the time of this recording. They have yet to be released, but by the time that you hear it, they'll probably already be on stitchgolf.com. So without much further ado, please sit back and relax and enjoy this conversation with the CEO of Stitch Golf, Brad King. Today's episode is also brought to you by the Ben Hogan Golf Equipment Company. No big hype, no big price, but definitely a big deal. Take advantage of their factory direct model where you cut out the middleman and get the best products shipped to your door direct from the company. They've got a demo program to try out their products before you buy, a trade-up program to get these clubs in your hands even quicker, and special financing where you can split your payment into four to make these clubs even more affordable. Go to benhogangolf.com to learn more. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. I am extremely excited to welcome Mr. Brad King. He's the CEO over at Stitch Golf. Hey. Brad, it is so nice to speak with you, and I'm so happy that we were able to connect tonight.
Well, thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Stitch Golf is a brand that is gaining in popularity, and you offer a wide range of different products and accessories that I'm sure we're going to touch on here, Brad. But before we get into all of that, why don't you let our listeners know a little bit about your background and the time that you've been at Stitch?
That's great, Adam. 2017, I actually put together a group to buy the company in April of 2017, recapitalize the company. And Stitch, prior to that, was a custom head cover business. And the founder of the company actually was a kid that I coached high school golf back in the early 90s, which he's not a kid anymore. He's married and got children of his own. But yeah, so it's kind of interesting to, be the coach of someone that later becomes your business partner. And we've got a great team of folks. At the time I got involved, the company was 100 square foot facility, and now we're 60 people working in a 30,000 square foot facility. So it's been really fun over the last 3 years.
Yeah, you guys have absolutely been knocking it out of the park with so much more than just head covers. And so you had mentioned that the company started with custom head covers. What was the next product type that came after head covers?
Yeah, so when we were first talking about actually before even, consummating the deal to buy the company and recapitalize it, I knew that we wanted to be more than head covers. And so Charlie Berglund, the founder, and myself, we set out to design a new golf bag. And we created the SL1 golf bag, which has been incredibly popular for us. And we just thought that the golf bag industry is a big market. There wasn't a ton of innovation inside that space, and we wanted to be the innovators. So that was the first new product that we added. And then we decided, because there's such a big part of golf and country clubs, is the dollars are all around country club event gifting. And so we wanted to have a really neat item that could be a great event gift item. And so we created the UGB, the Ultimate Garment Bag, which is the great convertible garment bag, duffel bag, single zipper conversion. That's our number one selling item.
That is a fantastic bag. And so just a little background on me. I have an SL1 golf bag. I saw the UGB down in Orlando at the PGA show. I've got to get my hands on one of those things. It is absolutely fantastic, and it's no surprise that it's the number one seller for you guys.
Well, you're talking to just the guy that can help you out with that. So that's an easy consider that done.
I appreciate that. Wasn't my intent, but I'm
glad to do it.
So here's what's going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Listeners are going to hear that and they're like, "Oh, okay, see what Adam just did."
Well, hey, look, that's all right. I appreciate you having me on the show, and I appreciate you being such a fan of the brand. So, you know, we definitely need you supporting us on the golf course and also when you travel. So glad to hook you up there.
I appreciate that, sir.
It's interesting. So, you know, speaking of the SL1, you know, we relaunched the SL1. We first launched that bag in 2017 and made some running improvement changes to the bag. Didn't really change the aesthetic design of the bag. We just improved it. We just relaunched it at this past PGA show. We're calling it the new SL1. Mm-hmm. A couple of the things that I will point out that are different about it. We've beefed up the pockets and the strength of the pockets so that they can, people tend to cram a lot of stuff in there. So we beefed up those. We've, put a new comfort strap design on the single strap, so it's an incredibly comfortable strap. We've given the legs a little bit of a wider stance and put a beefier, wider feet tips on the end of the legs for more stability on smooth surfaces like garage floors and hardwood floors when people bring their bags in for club cleaning. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we've done some design things like added tonal coloring to the bottom of the bag as well as the coloring on the legs. So if it's a navy bag, it's got a navy bottom and navy legs. It just gives it a clean look.
What I love.
So we're really
excited
about that.
Yeah, no, and what I love about that is the fact that you've already gotten so much positive feedback for the SL1, and you decided to make it even better. I mean, there's not a lot of companies that'll try to improve upon something that's already successful. So kudos to you guys for doing so.
Well, thank you. So along those same lines, we then decided. There were people out there that really love carrying a bag with a harness strap. And, you know, we're really committed to innovation. And with, as it relates to golf bags, we're looking for lightweight with, you know, some functionality that is easy to use. And so both the SL1 and our new SL2 both weigh under 4 pounds. They are, you know, the body of the bags is covered with our special stitch touring fabric, which is great. It's easy to clean. It's very durable from abrasion, and we've had real great success with that. The real distinction between the SL2 versus the SL1 is it comes with multi-divider, where the SL1 is just a single-divider bag. It also comes with clip-on straps, and each SL2 bag comes with both single strap for people that want to use it for when they go to a caddy club, or it also comes with a clip-on harness strap. And, you know, we're pretty excited about that bag. Coming out of the gate, it has been incredibly popular as well. We're seeing that bag perform just like the SL1. And obviously, we introduced it with 3 colors that we've got available right now. And then we're introducing 4 what we call fashion colors that we're going to be launching here in another couple of months.
That is fantastic. And I have seen both the SL1, of course, and the SL2. And what I appreciate about Stitch is that, and folks, you want to go out to stitchgolf.com to take a look at everything that Brad and I are talking about. You do have very fashionable color options, styles. It's minimal. and it's just very clean looking. And so I think it's very evident that there's a specific appearance or a specific perception that Stitch gives off, because you can pick out a Stitch bag in a line of all golf bags. I mean, no doubt. And people have. And people have complimented me on the SL1 that I carry to clubs. The styling behind all the products at Stitch, what is the thought that goes behind that? Do you have a team of folks that work on that?
We do have a team of folks. Charlie leads the team. He's got some great designers that work for him. We collaborate. We take input from sales. We take input from our customers. But I will tell you, the inspiration behind all of our designs is motorsports. You know, we love cars at Stitch. And so we love the design of cars. We're influenced by the beautiful aesthetics that a lot of the car designers bring to the market. And so, you know, where a really interesting car kind of sticks out in a parking lot, we like for our products to stick out. Our golf bags, we like for them to stick out on the range. We don't blend into the crowd as much. We like to stick out from the crowd. So that's what goes behind the design of our bags and really all of our products.
And I would say you've succeeded in that admirably, because like I said, it's so easy to notice a Stitch bag out there. And I think that's exactly what a brand like yours would like, of course. And, you know, you mentioned a little bit about not only the golf bags, but also the travel bags. The Ultimate Garment bag, obviously, you mentioned, is the top seller. It's a fantastic bag, but you also offer other bag types in the travel series.
We absolutely do. We've got a full line of what we call travel gear. We've got a roller duffel bag that's probably the best roller duffel that you'll use. It comes also with a foldable garment sleeve that packs on top. So if you're traveling with a jacket or with a girlfriend or wife that needs to carry a dress, it folds up nicely and packs in the roller duffel. We love to say that, like with the UGB, where you can unzip it and just drop the top, so that you can access the clothes that you've packed inside the bag without unpacking it. We design that feature into all of our travel gear items. And so the roller duffel has that drop the top feature as well. We just introduced at the PGA show, and we're actually introducing to the public for sale here on the 20th of April. I'm not sure if I was supposed to give that date. It may be a surprise, but anyway, your listeners will get a head start. But we're introducing a new bag called the Stitch Traveler. It's a fantastic backpack. We like to refer to it much like the mullet haircut, where they used to say it was, you know, business in the front, party in the back. Our Stitch Traveler backpack has got the business in the back and the parties in the front. And basically what it is, it's got work storage for files or what have you in the back, laptop, iPad. And then on the front, it's got a place for a water bottle, a swell bottle, whatever brand it is that you're carrying, as well as it's got this single zipper mechanism that opens up this big flap that allows you to really pack it like a great weekend travel bag. And we're, you know, in country clubs for pre-booking, we've seen that bag do really, really well, and we think it's going to be a huge hit. It's one to take a look at for sure, and we'll be doing some marketing on that here coming up soon.
That sounds fantastic. Well, you heard it here, folks. I mean, look out, keep your eyes open for the Stitch Traveler. And, you know, Brad, it's interesting. A lot of the bags, all the products that you offer, especially in the bag lines, you know, as I mentioned earlier, they look so clean with the design, but they also pack a lot of features. How difficult is it to balance the two?
You know, everything that we do, it's all about this theme. We came up with this back in 2017. Again, it's a reference back to being inspired by motorsports. But there was this construction methodology that was used in the 50s by race car companies called Superleggera. It was an Italian construction where they would use lightweight frame materials and lightweight aluminum to build race cars so that they could go fast. So basically, we take that same mentality of lightweight but durable mindset into all of our travel products. That when you start out with the product itself, it's not heavy to begin with. And then when you pack it, basically what you're carrying is the weight of what you pack, not just a heavy bag. And, you know, we've got some other neat little products that go along with our travel items, like DOP kits for people that are traveling, and golf is obviously a part of, it's the focus of our company. We've got great shoe bags for carrying golf shoes. We've got a great duffel bag for people that like to go and work out and then go to the club and hit some balls. We've got the clubhouse duffel that is like a mini version of the UGB with the same drop-the-top feature. And So we're pretty excited about that. We've got three other ideas that we're prototyping right now that we'll be launching later on that are just gonna blow you away. So we're pretty excited about what's in the works. You know, Adam, it's interesting because we've got a lot going on right now in the world, and you know, people are working from home, and we're hearing these terms, social distancing, and we're dealing with the virus. And you know, at Stitch, we're trying to do our best to give back. And so we've been actually taking a lot of the folks that work in our in-house sewing stations where we make our custom head covers, which we still do, and we've converted those over to making surgical grade masks. To date, we started last week. We've produced over 6,000 of these that we're giving to local hospitals. We're in North Carolina, and we're giving those to the healthcare workers in North Carolina. And every package that we're shipping out, both for online customers and to our clubs, comes with a sticker that is a hashtag Stitch Us Together. And so, you know, we're trying to stay focused on giving back and realizing that other people are going through some really tough times. And frankly, we are as a company as well. We're affected by this like all companies are. Mm-hmm. But we're you know, excited to be a part of a sport where people are, even in these times, in a lot of cases, are still able to get out and play some, which is nice. We also know that people are working from home, and they're not dressing quite the same as they were when they were going into an office every day. So we're launching what we call our relaxed line. We're launching six new t-shirt designs that are coming out next week. And it's basically what we're calling the work from home uniform. And there's some great designs. A couple of my favorites. We've got the Stitch, the original t-shirt, which is because we are the original leather head cover, custom leather head cover company. And so we've got that in multiple colors. But the one that's one of my favorites is a t-shirt that we're launching that just says amateur on it. Nice. And we're pretty excited about that because it's for amateurs only, no pros allowed.
Well, that sounds right up my alley, actually. I'll have to take a look at one of those. So that's fantastic.
You please, know, please
and,
do.
And obviously, folks, you can go out to stitchgolf.com and take a look at you know, Stitch Us Together, the campaign, Brad, that you just talked about at the beginning there. You know, it's fantastic that a company, first of all, like yours, can kind of reallocate resources internally, because you're right. Everyone's being impacted by this. I'm sure Stitch Golf, as you mentioned, is also being negatively impacted in some way from this. But even with that said, you still reallocated resources to help those on the front line. And I got to say this, and I'll say this, you don't have to say it, Brad, but I know that there are other companies that have chosen to do it a different way as opposed to just a straight donation. So I just want to say kudos to you for taking that initiative and understanding that there is that need. That's something that unfortunately is a rare thing that I'm seeing.
Well, thank you for saying that. We're self-funding this, and you know, when people buy products from us online or our products through the clubs, we're taking the proceeds and we're funding this ourselves, and that's just what we think is the right thing to do as a company. Other people can do it their way, but we just chose to donate the product. And so anyway, we're proud to be able to do it, and our people are just excited to do it. They really are excited to be making the mask and seeing them delivered to healthcare workers. So we're pretty proud of that. We've got a lot of other cool things going on right now too. Obviously, our country club customers are, you know, they're sitting there with the shops closed and don't have members coming in to buy product. So we've actually been proactively working with our club customers and helping them design innovative new ways to move product out of the pro shop when they don't really have any of their members coming into the pro shop. Mm-hmm. And so as we've done online with some of our past season apparel merchandise, we run our mystery bag promotions. We actually have helped clubs create their own mystery bag promotion from the merchandise that's inside their shop. And right before we got on the call, I was on a call with our reps, and they are just having crazy success moving product through the country club by using our mystery box. It's a mystery box, mystery bag, whatever they choose to do, promotion. And we're seeing that, you know, it's pretty excited to see that work for them because it's been very popular for us.
That's amazing to hear. And I wanted to touch on the mystery bags as well, because for folks who might not be aware or haven't tried Stitch before, you know, the mystery bags are really a great entry level taste of what it is that you have to offer. Speak a little bit more about what goes into the mystery bags.
Absolutely. We've got basically two options. We've got option number one, and this is last season's merchandise. So it's still great merchandise. It just happens to be it was last season. And, you know, I'm in the business, but I will tell you, to me, a polo is a polo. And a spring polo and a fall polo, I can't tell the difference because they still have a collar and short sleeve. So, but we take last season's polos. We take three of them, $350 retail price value, and three of them for $119 in a mystery bag. And then our option number two is two polos and an outerwear piece for $169 that typically carries a $400 plus retail value. And it's a great way. I think it's exciting. People have shared some of their videos opening up their mystery bag, you know, and they're just excited. Basically, what you have to do is you go to the site, you pick your size, and a mystery bag gets sent out to you, and it's like Christmas opening up a package. But they're all great products, and it's a huge discount and a great value.
They are a great value, and folks, take it from me. I mean, these are fantastically made, by the way. I mean, these are high-quality pieces of clothing that you're getting, and it's an incredible price for a mystery bag. And like Brad said, you know, it's a great way to kind of get that taste of, you know, some of the styles that Stitch has offered in the past, and then hopefully you can take a look at the full line of apparel. And you mentioned, Brad, that you also offer outerwear. You offer all sorts of different pieces of apparel for any weather condition, I'd imagine.
Absolutely. And look, I mean, we've got one of the greatest five-pocket pants that you'll ever see. It's water repellent and stain resistant. And it was interesting. I had a friend who was wearing them, and somebody drove by, splashed mud on his pants. He thought it had ruined his pants. And he calls me, he goes, I'm going to need to get another pair of pants. And I said, just wait and let them dry and just grab a towel and wipe them off. They'll come right. They'll come perfectly clean. And he called me back 15 minutes later, and he said that was amazing. So they're called the Sterling Five Pocket. We call them Stitches Britches, and those are fantastic, as well as our performance shorts. We've got great performance golf shorts. So I would say, since you're sitting around home and people are trying to sneak out, you know, take advantage of our new relaxed line of our T-shirts and grab yourself some of the shorts as you're sitting around the house, but also try out our Sterling Five Pocket pant. And yeah, since we're talking about other things that we've got going on, I'd love to mention a couple of things.
Sure.
Mother's Day, we've got a Mother's Day promotion that's coming up. We're doing a limited edition Mother's Day head cover. So if you're looking for a great gift for the mom that golfs, wait for the launch of our – it's going to come out at the end of this month. And it's just a really, really neat head cover that mom would really appreciate. So it's the perfect gift for the mom who loves to golf. With regard to Father's Day, which is not too far down around the corner, mm-hmm. We've got some really cool offerings. But one thing that I would love to draw your attention to when you go to the site is our Bonesman polos. We've got our 95% cotton, 5% spandex polos that come in both a pique and a jersey finish. We've got solids and stripes. And the Bonesman is basically a skull and crossbones applique that goes on our shirts. And we like to say that who's the guy that wears a Bonesman polo? Well, it's the guy that dares to be dangerous.
Nice.
And so we've had great success with the other items in our Bonesman collection, which are T-shirts, part of the new Relax line, polo shirts, obviously the Bonesman collection, our leather knit head covers, and then obviously our putter covers. So the Bonesman collection has been a real big part of Stitch for quite some time.
Well, there you go, folks. Once again, we're talking with Mr. Brad King, the CEO over at StitchGolf.com. You've got two very important holidays coming up, listeners. You got Mother's Day and Father's Day. Those do not go away, even in the crazy times that we now live. And Brad just you know, gave you the heads up on a couple things you want to keep an eye out for, including for Mother's Day, that limited edition head cover that's going to come out at the end of the month. And then, of course, for Father's Day, the incredible Bonesman polos, if you want to go out to the site and click on that apparel line. Brad, I want to thank you once again for coming on the show, and I don't want to take up too much of your time, but how are things going right now over at Stitch? You had mentioned that you guys are still seeing orders come through. You're seeing country clubs bring in your apparel online. When we get out of this, and we know that we're all going to come through this together, how's the rest of 2020 into 2021 looking for Stitch?
Yeah, look, we're excited. Well, of course, we don't know. We're in a tunnel right now, and we can see light at the end of the tunnel. We just don't know how long the tunnel is. So You know, we were really excited about where we were. This obviously is, you know, it's a blow to every company that's out there. We're seeing our online, our dot-com business is doing fantastic. People are at home. People are still shopping, and we're seeing that business do really well. We're not seeing a lot of new business coming from clubs. I would say this week we started to see it open up a little bit, but you know, as I mentioned earlier, they're sitting on merchandise and they can't have members coming in. So we've tried to get innovative with ways to help them move through that inventory so that they can make room for the second half of the year deliveries that we'd like to be making to them. So I would say we're hurt like everybody else is. We had to make some adjustments, and I think we've made them. I said to you, Adam, before we got online, I operate from a mindset of I may be wrong, you know, but I'm not confused. And so we're past the state of confusion. We've made our plans and we're executing our plans. And we've got a great group of team members at Stitch. And so we're on solid ground and excited about what things look like once we get through this mess that we're in.
Folks, once again, it's stitchgolf.com. That's Mr. Brad King, CEO over at Stitch Golf. Brad, congratulations to you and your team. You're doing a lot of great stuff with Stitches Together. Folks, go out to the website. You can also get 15% off right now your order of $150 or more. And be sure to check out all the new stuff that Brad just mentioned, including, I have to look at the work from home uniform. That is just such a catchy name because so many of us are doing it. Brad, you got a great thing going, man. Keep it up, and I know that you will.
Well, thanks for being a fan, and thanks for having me on the show. And I appreciate you and all of your listeners. I appreciate the time, Adam.